pages 25 through 32 of Baby's Own Aesop by Walter Crane, recorded by Dennis Sayers for LibriVox in Modesto, California, Fall 2006. Turn to page 25. The Trees and the Woodman. The trees ask of man what he lacks.
One bit, just to handle my axe.
All he asks, well and good, but he cuts down the wood, so well does he handle his axe. Moral: give me an inch, and I'll take an L. Turn to page 26. The Heart and the Vine. A heart, by the hunters pursued, safely hid in a vine, till he chewed the sweet tender green, and, through shaking leaves seen, he was slain by his ingratitude. Moral: spare your benefactors. Turn to page 27. The Man and the Snake. In pity he brought the poor snake to be warmed at his fire. A mistake, for the ungrateful thing wife and children would sting. I have known some as bad as the snake. Moral: beware how you entertain traitors. Turn to page 28. The Fox and the Mask. A fox with his foot on a mask thus took the fair semblance to task. You're a real handsome face, but what part of your case are your brains in, good sir, let me ask? Moral: masks are the faces of shams. Turn to page 29. The Ass in the Lion's Skin. What pranks I shall play, thought the ass, in this skin for a lion to pass. But he left one ear out, and a hiding, no doubt, lion had on the skin of an ass. Moral: impostors generally forget something. Turn to page 30. The Lion and the Statue. On a statue, King Lion dethroned, showing conqueror man, Lion frowned. If a lion, you know, had been sculptor, he'd show lion rampant and man on the ground. Moral: the story depends on the teller. Turn to page 31. The Boaster. In the house, in the market, the streets, everywhere he was boasting his feats. Till one said with a sneer, let us see it done here, what's so oft done with ease, one repeats. Moral: deeds, not words. Finally, turn to page 32. The Vain Jackdaw. Fine feathers, Jack thought, make fine fowls. I'll be envied of bats and of owls. But the peacock's proud eyes saw through his disguise, and Jack fled the assembly of fowls. Moral: borrowed plumes are soon discovered. End of pages 25 through 32. This recording is in the public domain.